Actually, let's go to Philadelphia. Jen Bullock, who is the coordinator of Independent Pennsylvanians, is in our queue. Jen, I think you're going to have to push star 6 so we can hear you. Jen, are you there? I see you, Jen.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead, Jen. We'll be able to hear you now.
Great. Okay, super. Well, I really, really enjoyed reading your book as a lifelong Philadelphian and activist here, and thinking about the Quaker fairs in Washington Square West, where we hold protests for opening primaries. And I wanted to ask you about your courage and politics, and how you so powerfully and unapologetically exposed the particular kind of insidious northern racism, particularly among the white progressives. I was so moved in the one part of your book where folks were asking Mary, you know, why, you know, what was slavery like and what were you treated like, going to your comment that, like, you know, it was portrayed as the most egregious parts of what happened in the South. So people were poking and prodding at Mary saying, what was it like? It must have been so horrible. And she responded by saying, well, it's confusing because in Richmond, the reason why we're treated so badly is because we're slaves. But what's the reason here in Philly?
Mm-hmm.
Which still takes my breath away. And, you know, partly I think because I was reading that at a time where the pantheon of progressivism, Starbucks, there was an incident
right.
that went national where two black men just a couple months ago, not in 1850, got arrested for sitting in the Starbucks, which everyone talks about as this, you know, king of progressivism. So I wanted to ask you where you got what it was like to expose a particular kind of northern racism, and how you did that so beautifully in your book.
Yeah, I think that it is an easy thing for people who live in other regions of the country to think that racism is a southern issue or a regional issue. And I, many years ago, had the pleasure of being at a conference of scholars of African-American literature and history. And there was somebody there, his name is John Lowe, who is a white southerner. And he said, you know, the one thing that white and black southerners have in common is that you all hear us speak and you think that we're stupid. And the one difference that we have is that when you hear a white southerner speak, you always assume that we're racist. And it was a very valuable lesson for me about how much regional prejudice we bring to our lives. It is undoubtedly the case that life was better in Philadelphia for African Americans than it was in places where people were still enslaved well into the 19th century. But it is also true that there was slavery all through this country, and that the end of slavery was not the end of racism. I don't, you know, you use the word courageous to describe me. I never felt particularly like I needed to be courageous in writing this book. I will tell you that anytime I felt like giving up, I thought, well, I'm not doing anything near so difficult as what Mary or any of the African-American activists in that time period did. So I don't feel that I need to valorize the role that I took. But I think it is really important that we recognize, as you said, that racism shaped and continues to shape so much of what happens in America, in both in very large ways, so that, you know, we can elect a black man president, but yet have a significant number of Americans say, oh, he wasn't really born in this country, which is to say he could not legitimately be president of this country. So big ways that we still have that racism, and all of the small ways that even if you're not the person who's thrown out of the Starbucks or similar, that African Americans are, and other people of color are, held suspect in daily interactions in this country. So I think that you're right to say that we have to make that connection between the history and the present day. And really, like everything else in the novel, it was a matter of just being historically accurate. I didn't make up the fact that schools were closed to African American students, even in Philadelphia, which prided itself on being the Quaker city of brotherly love. I didn't make up the fact that blacks were not allowed to drive the streetcar, which, you know, imagine if we had racial exclusion on public transit, what that means. I didn't make up all of these incidents that I sort of give in the novel are the fact, which I was shocked to learn, that in Pennsylvania, African-American men, because again, at that point, women couldn't vote, but African-American men had the right to vote early in the 19th century, and then it was taken away from them. Like, so all I was doing was really sharing what I was learning as I was mm-hmm. learning it. But I think that you're right that it's more about what did it mean for Mary to speak up around other anti-slavery activists. And this was a big struggle that the abolitionists, not everybody who was anti-slavery would have described themselves as an abolitionist, and not everybody in that movement agreed. So in Frederick Douglass and Harriet Jacobs, who are two of the best known writers of slave narratives, both of whose work anybody interested in this time period would do well to read, they both had the experience of stealing themselves to freedom, and then the question of whether somebody else should raise the funds to, once they were out and free in the North, raise the funds to buy them out so that they could not legally be sent back to slavery. And they disagreed on whether that was something that each of them wanted for themselves. And I think that that's really important to understand, that somebody might want, as Douglass did, to be absolutely assured of their freedom, that nothing could force them back into slavery. And somebody else might be disgusted, as Harriet Jacobs was, to think, I have already taken my freedom. What does it mean that you can still buy me and decide to free me? And be horrified at the notion that after having made a life for herself in freedom, she could still be bought and sold that way. And I don't think that one of them was more right or more wrong, but understanding the complexity of that history is really important.
Thanks, Jen, for your question.